Hi, this is Steve Twynham, and a big warm welcome to Be Happy, Be Inspired. If you're joining us for the first time tonight, a very, very warm welcome to you. If you're a regular listener, a big thank you for making this program so popular. Sit back, enjoy tonight's program, and be happy, be inspired.
Lack of confidence? Low self-esteem? Fears and phobias hold us back from enjoying and living the life we really want. Would you like to be more confident? Break the habits that are holding you back from achieving what you want in life or in business? Would you like to overcome a fear or phobia? Lose weight and say goodbye to yo-yo dieting? Do you want to stop smoking? Inspirational coach and hypnotherapist Steve Twynham can help you move in a positive direction. Known as the Happy Coach, Steve has helped thousands of people make a positive change to their lives. For more information, visit stevetwynham.com. Be happy. Be inspired. Live the life you really want.
You know what I really love about this program? It's really hearing somebody's story. Everybody has a story. And today I'm joined by Melissa Talago. Melissa, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. Let's love to hear your story of how you made the change from the corporate world to actually, shall I say, doing your own thing.
Yeah, sure.
So share it with us.
Okay, so I was one of those serial studiers. I studied public relations, then marketing, then small business management. I started working in South Africa at a big global PR company. It was a fantastic, fantastic job, and I got to travel the world, and I got moved with that company to Boston, and then to New York, and then to London. I really had a high-flying, fantastic career. However, I then had a baby, and like many women, they were faced with the choice of continuing to work at a very high pressured level. I mean, I would be at the office from 7 till 9, and you know, it just wasn't viable with a baby. And unfortunately, at the time, the company was not offering flexible working, and I didn't have a choice. It was either all or nothing. So I opted out. I went freelance for a while, actually selling my services back to the same company for more money, which was ironic. And then after the birth of my second child, I actually decided I was going to make baby food. Yes, because I was busy weaning him. And I thought, well, if I'm pureeing carrots for one baby, surely I could do it for others. But I started doing the research and I realized that it was a red tape nightmare and I was never going to be my thing. But in the course of doing that market research, I came across a company that made baby food and I'd never heard of them. And I thought, you know, they really need to do a better job of marketing themselves to mums because I have never heard of them. So I wrote an email to the founder of the company and said, I think you could do a better job. And so she invited me in to see her. And I took my baby with me in a little chair, car seat. You know, normally in the previous world I'd operated in, that would have been a complete no-no. But because they were a company that made baby food, they were quite comfortable with me having a baby in the room. They wanted to know what I could do for them. And I didn't really have a plan, but I said, well, I think, you know, you're missing a couple of tricks. They said, what would you charge us? And I said, well, I don't know. It would cost me this amount to put my baby in nursery. So they said, well, we'll pay you that amount. So I started working for them and they would pay me and my money would go straight to the nursery. But I started operating in the parenting sector, having had no consumer PR experience before. And I thought, if I'm doing it for one company, I can do it for others. So why not? I literally went to WH Smith, bought every parenting magazine there was, went through the magazines to find the editors' names and journalists' names and set myself up as a PR person operating in the parenting space. It was really great. And I think what the eye-opener for me was the fact that all of a sudden I was working with people who I understood and who understood me. And we could schedule our calls around baby's nap times. And it really worked for the lifestyle that I had to have at that point. And it was a really brilliant experience. I won awards for the work I did for clients. And in between all of that, during that period, I actually got burnout because I was working and being a mum and working and being a mum, and it was exhausting. And I decided I needed to do something that was just for me. So I took time out and I set sail across the Atlantic for 6 weeks, which was a logistical nightmare in itself. But the fact that I was my own boss enabled me to do that. So for me, it was always going to be a brilliant experience. After 5 years, I sold that business, the going concern. My babies were no longer babies. I wasn't focusing on that anymore. And I wanted to do something different.
Okay, well, let's talk about that in a few minutes' time. But just we'll pause for some music in a minute. But what I liked about that is you created that. You created that. You didn't sit back waiting. You saw an opportunity where most people probably wouldn't have even thought about contacting that company. You did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's a message there for people.
The message is, Don't be scared and don't wait for things to be perfect. I had no experience at all. I couldn't tell you the difference between, you know, any of these consumer magazines in the UK because I was new to the country and I didn't know anyone. But it was simply a case of, well, I know about public relations and I am the target market that I'm trying to reach. I can do this. So it was just a case of being brave and don't wait for things to be perfect.
Well, let's just pause for some music and we'll talk some more in a minute. Talking to Melissa Talego this afternoon just about how she sort of left the corporate world, created an opportunity. She just mentioned how she sold the company. So what happened after that when you sold the company then?
So after that, we actually moved to York from Berkshire. I decided to take some time out. Well, first of all, we had a house renovation, settled kids into a new school, just life really. I took time out to write a novel because I always wanted to write a novel. And I wrote 70,000 words in about 4 months. But I decided that it wasn't the story. It wasn't what I wanted to do. And I didn't actually have the energy to go and rewrite it all. And I knew I had to, but I just thought I didn't want to. I started to do some freelance marketing because I always have to do something. So I started just getting in touch with my old clients and sort of saying, if you need any help copywriting, let me know. And I started sort of dabbling in it. But I realized that other than the clients I had already had, I wasn't attracting anyone new because they didn't know who I was. And I had no USP. I had nothing that differentiated me from anyone else. And it's when I started to realize that I wasn't doing what I told clients to do that I realized I had to shake things up.
You had to do it.
Yeah. I had three sort of light bulb moments. The first one came about when I went to see a life coach, and she took me through a bunch of tests that sort of showed your skills, your known skills and your unknown skills. And I knew that the known skills would be things like creativity or strategy and things like that. But the one thing that I was surprised by in the unknown skill was my narrator abilities, my ability to tell a story. And I'd known that because I'd been a blogger for years and years, but it hadn't been something that I valued as a skill. It was just something that I did. So that was the first little light bulb where I thought, I'm good at telling stories. The second thing was I paid someone to do some branding for me, and they asked me the question, if your website had a smell, what would it be? And my favorite smell is the smell of wood smoke and being out in the outdoors and fresh air and that kind of thing. So that was sort of in my head. And then the third light bulb I had was I went camping with my kids, and I was sitting with a friend around a campfire, and I was trying to clarify what it was that I wanted to do. And I realized that really I wanted to help people tell their stories in whatever shape that was, whether it was helping them do PR, whether it was doing the copywriting, whether it was helping them figure out their story. I wanted to do that. And the campfire, to me, symbolized everything about storytelling. It's where you sit around in a relaxed place, you sort of have a chat with a friend, and you tell stories. And that's what I wanted the feel of my business to be. So I set up Campfire Communications.
Oh, wonderful. So Campfire Communications, so tell me more about that then. So what do you do now?
So now I do three things. I help small businesses figure out their stories, write their stories, and share their stories. And in the figuring out bit, I help them with their marketing strategy, their messaging development. I help them clear the smoke so that they know what they should be focusing on, who they should be working with, what kind of products they should be offering, and the sort of messages they should be wrapping their whole package up in. The second bit, the writing their story, is copywriting. I do any kind of copywriting, a lot of web copy, but anything, blog posts, articles, press releases, anything that needs words, I do that. And then the third bit, sharing a story, is helping people get their story out to a broad audience. I do that through an online PR course that they can, I teach them how to do PR through a series of modules. I'm running an event on the 22nd of April that teaches them how to do PR in a day. I also have something called a PR Firestarter Kit, where they basically, they can pick and mix any of these things, but there's a brainstorm call to help them figure out what story they have.
Okay.
There's a press release or pitch being written for them. There is a press list created specifically for their sector that they want to target, so they're not just doing a spray and pray. And the last thing is a short how-to guide that tells them very briefly how they take all of the stuff and get it out there and work with the journalists so that they get the best results.
So that's a one-day course?
There's a one-day course that covers everything, but that PR Firestarter Kit is literally four products that they can pick and choose. So I mean, it's £50 brainstorm call, £75 press release. So it's individual things that they can pick and choose what they need. They might know what their story is and they just want someone to write it, or they might be capable at writing but not know what their story is. So it's, or they just might want someone to give them the press list that they need because they haven't actually got the contact.
A couple of things then. How do people get in touch with you?
Lots of ways, but campfirecommunications.co.uk is my website, and they can contact me via that. They can find me on Facebook under Campfire Communications if they just search, and I've got a very active page and lots of people chatting, all small businesses. It's actually a good sort of networking environment. And then also I'm on Twitter at Melissa Talago.
And just before we close, what would you say to somebody that's sat there listening to this and thinking about making a change? What would you say?
I would say just do it. I think it takes a lot of guts, and I think you can come up with a lot of excuses as to why you shouldn't do it. You will constantly feel like you're not ready, that you still need to learn more. You'll think you have to try different things. The only way that you're going to really learn to do it is to just do it. So just do it.
Just do it. And the final question, is there an inspirational book that you've read that's you could think of and recommend to anybody?
You know, I don't actually think there is. I think what I've found inspirational is reading other people's inspiring stories, like articles and things on the web, on the internet. There is no one particular book, I think. It's really just looking at real life examples of people who've gone ahead and done it and just not been afraid to do it.
Brilliant. Okay, so there you are. If you're thinking about making a change, you know, as I often say, once you've made the decision, it's quite easy to do. It's making that decision in the first place to make that change. So hope that's been inspirational for you. Melissa shared her story this afternoon. Melissa, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me. Thank you,
you too.
Starting up in business can be hard, but getting by in business can be harder. But it doesn't have to be. For the most cost-effective way to develop your business, try Network North. Our structured networking groups all over the Northeast and Yorkshire have the opportunity for you and your business to join a group and start adding new contacts and gaining more business. Through our proven agenda designed to drive referrals to our members, it's the most successful marketing tool you can use.
We also have opportunities throughout the country for driven people looking to run groups under licence, an excellent way to develop your business and make an income. For information, visit networknorth.org.uk. Network North, connecting businesses.
So how would you like to do something different one Friday night? Well, today I'm joined by Emma Butler from Sash to find out just how you can actually do something different. How are you, Emma?
I'm very well, thank you.
Okay, just before we go, just tell us what Sash stands for.
It stands for Safe and Sound Homes. When we first started, we were originally known as Night Stop, but since taken on supported lodgings as well, we're now encompassed under Safe and Sound Homes.
Okay. And what is it you do before we get involved in this wonderful Friday night thing that people can do?
Well, in a nutshell, what we do is we prevent youth homelessness in York, North Yorkshire and East Riding by putting vulnerable young people aged 16 to 25 into volunteer homes.
Marvellous. And Friday nights, or this Friday night, what date is it?
It's Friday the 27th of March.
And what's happening?
We are sleeping out for Sash.
Sleeping out for Sash sounds right. So there, sleeping out for Sash. And what's it all about? What happens then? What's the event?
So this year we've got it at Door 84 in the Groves, which is a fantastic youth community centre. People will be arriving at about 7 o'clock to register and also build their kind of shelter area. It's going to be in the backyard of Door 84, so it's a nice secure environment, so young people are encouraged and welcome to come along with their parents if they like to. And then at 7:30 we've got live music with bands like Minster Conspiracy, Lion Papers. We've also got the Drama Society from the university acting out some plays from our homeless anthology. And then the Lord Mayor will judge the best shelter competition.
The best shelter? So there's a bit of creativity involved.
Yeah, exactly. Sellotape only though. We don't want to go too extreme.
No bricks and mortar.
And then after that, the tone of the event gets a bit more serious and people bed down for the night. We'll give them a cup of hot chocolate and then they'll sleep out. Get up bright and early in the morning, I imagine, for breakfast on us to say thank you. And yeah, that's it really. I think for previous years, I've not done it before, but previous years they've found that everyone's kind of excitable and very chatty at the start, but then the tone kind of changes and it's quite serious. And we had some people sleeping out last night for us in Pickering, Scarborough and at York Uni, and there's been loads of pictures on Twitter and stuff of them, you know, saying 2:30 a.m. still, it's so noisy, I don't, you know, it must be hard doing this. And so it's kind of getting that message across of how the people that we help, we kind of stop them forever having to experience that.
So what time does it start?
7 o'clock people can start arriving from, but we'll actually probably bed down at about 10 o'clock. So if they want to skip the concert bit and just come to sleep out, or they could come for the concert and then not sleep out, it's open to everybody.
Okay, and it's all in aid of raising some funds, I guess,
yes,
is it?
Yeah.
Do people sponsor themselves for sleeping out?
Yeah, we've got links on our website to set up Virgin Giving pages, or we can also send out sponsors forms if you prefer to do it with paper.
And do the sponsors them for like, what happens? Do it's, they minutes?
It tends to be a lump sum, but I mean, if you wanted to do it for a minute, it would be more than welcome.
Well, yeah, I just wondered, you know, you might be somebody there that, yeah, really generous and will sponsor you by a minute, you never know.
Yeah, yeah.
By now, so people can find out more about looking at your wonderful www.site, I guess. So
yeah,
tell us what
that is. www.sash-uk.org.uk.
Wow, marvellous. So you can take a look at that. And can anybody, if they want to call you, is that possible?
Yeah, that's fine. Our number is 01904-652-043.
So give us that date again when it's all happening.
March the 27th at Door 84.
Are there limited places for this event then?
There are, yes, there are. We can only have 100 people taking part and we've got 50 already. So if you want to sign up, better do it quick because the places are going quite quickly.
Okay, so there you go. Limited places. So if you want to get involved, really get in touch with Emma and the team. 50 already gone, so no scientist needed to work that out, that there's only 50 left. Okay? Even I can work that out, and I was asked to leave school at an early age. So really go for it and just have some fun, get down there, and as I said earlier, really help people change their lives, I guess.
Hi, this is Steve. Hope you can join me this coming Sunday for Inspired 4 till 6 on Vail Radio. Great music to get your week off to a great start. And do me a great big favour. Just tell a friend. Just spread the news. Hope you can join me this Sunday, 4 till 6 on Vail Radio.
Big thank you for joining me tonight. Hope you've enjoyed the programme. You can find out more information about the work that I do at www.stevetwynham.org. I look forward to you joining me next week. In the meantime, be happy, be inspired, and live the life you really want to live.